Boyd Matheson divides rage from reason on Inside Sources.
Welcome back to Inside Sources here on KSL News Radio. It's great to be with you today. As always, I am Boyd Matheson. And as we round out the program today, if you missed any of the segments along the way, just go to the podcast. You can pick them up there. And one of the podcasts you're going to definitely want to watch for and listen to is a conversation we had earlier in the day today with Ronald Bailey from Reason.com talking about progress and why it's such a vital thing and how we view it. That is so important. So I want to go back to that conversation for a minute and add a few components. He concluded his piece at Reason.com saying pessimism is more arrogant than optimism. Optimism is simply that we know for a fact that we're capable of solving problems. Pessimism is the conviction that we're not. So the future isn't worse unless people stop trying to make it better. And all the doom scrolling you can do during the course of your day can make you wonder if it's even worth it to get out of bed in the morning. But we live in a day and in a time where we are the beneficiaries of such extraordinary progress. The fact that you're listening to me at this moment is progress. The fact that you've got a device that fits in your pocket that can access information and people all around the planet instantly, that's progress. The fact that more people have been lifted out of poverty over our lifetimes than probably at any point in history, that's progress. So all of these things we have to be careful of, because it's easy to get in that doom scroll, doom loop, downward spiral that is pessimism. And it's so fascinating to me that we get so wrapped up in what's wrong. I am a warts and all guy when it comes to history and when it comes to the state of the country and the state of our communities. But I'm not just a warts guy. Warts and all, yes, but you got to see it all, not just warts. If all you're talking about is the warts, the problems, what is wrong, then you end up with this very distorted view. And one of the things that Ronald Bailey pointed out to us today was the fact that, one, we have a lot to celebrate. The fact that you climbed out of a bed, or probably a really comfortable bed this morning, that you had hot water to take a shower, that you had food that you could actually eat that was nutritious, all of those things are great signs of progress. But it's so interesting, in all the polling, there are very few Americans who think that their children's lives will be better than their own, or that things will continue to progress. And that's a dangerous space for a country that was built within the parentheses of a crazy idea that we could have freedom, that we could have self-government, that we could have a constitutional republic that would allow everyone to pursue their own version of their American dream. And it's easy. It is so easy. There's no requirement to be a negative. It's the easiest thing on the planet. Poking holes, unraveling things, going down to that lowest common denominator, that's the easy stuff. But what we have to get to is we have to get beyond this cultural pessimism and get to the fact that we can solve big problems. We can do big things. We've done it. We're doing it today. And whether it's in science and technology, whether it's in the arts, there are all kinds of opportunities. And so we should be optimistic. And having that kind of optimism, I think, is the essence of where we've got to get. It's interesting that whenever an individual or a business decides that they've made it or that they're at the top of the scale, that's when progress actually stops. If you think you're at the pinnacle, where do you go? I have always said during my years of business consulting that the most dangerous day in the life of an organization is the day they're successful, the day they hit number one, the day they grab market share, the day they soundly beat the competition. Why? Because it's so easy to get fat on big ego and rest on your laurels, and then you stop progressing. And it is difficult for businesses and for societies, for that matter, to outlive their own success. In fact, here in America, we really are trying to become one of the few societies in history to outlive their own success. History doesn't lie, and history isn't too kind to all kinds of societies that achieve some extraordinary greatness, amazing success. Mayan Empire, Roman Empire, British Empire, there's a whole slew of them that did incredibly well. And then for one reason or another, they unraveled. And usually they unraveled because they stopped progressing, or they began to buy into the fact that they couldn't progress, or that they couldn't solve big problems, that things got complicated, that there was gridlock, that the difficult issues of the day got pushed on to the next generation. And then they start to fracture, because if you can't get things done, if you can't progress, you got to have somebody to blame. And so then you go tribal, and then you have division, and then you have contempt. And if any of this sounds familiar, it should, because we're in it. And so I think it's important for us to recognize, one, all the progress we have made. Perfection, heavens no. Big, major challenges, big, major issues we need to deal with, absolutely. I believe it was Henry Ford who said that the obstacles are those frightful things you see when you take your eye off of the goal. And so I think we have to rethink about that in terms of what we're looking at, what we're looking for. Are we looking to validate a belief that we're a country in decline? That we have nowhere to go but down? Or are we going to tap back into that innovative spirit that sparked the beginning of this nation so that we can get back to innovation, so that we can get back to creativity, so that we can get back to coming together as a society to do big things, to solve big problems? The big problems and the progress are not going to be found in the marbled halls of Congress or some big government solution. They're going to be found in your backyard and mine, across the fence, in the neighborhood and community, because that's where progress has always started. That's where it always has to stay. That wraps it up for us on Inside Sources today here on KSL News Radio. I am Boyd Matheson. Thanks for joining us. And as always, as you go out into the world today, make sure you see something that inspires, say something that uplifts, and do something that makes a difference.
KSL FM Midvale.
KSL Salt Lake City.
From the KSL Common Spirit Health Studios, this is KSL News Radio.
Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.